what are essentially actual war crimes, right? And we can hold up what he said in that speech as our conditions. You know, you, Carney, you said that you were going to unite the middle powers and like resist against U.S. hegemony, but you are out here licking boots again. What's up with that? And then we also have to recognize that Canada will very likely play an actual active role in the coming violence against Iran by the U.S. and Israel and their allies. And so, I don't know. It feels like extremely nothing, but like, you know, here's just like your reminder, I guess, you know, you're like your typically Tuesday's reminder that things are complex, things are complicated, we can hold space for many truths at once, and at the same time we continue to, you know, we hope to continue to resist imperialism and hope to continue to resist fascism, and we have an actual role to play in this. This is not just like an isolated thing. This is not just something that's happening in somebody else's backyard. This is, everything is interconnected, etc., etc. I hope that made any sense there. And on that, we will continue on with Music Monday. Free Iran. That's it. Here's a bird note.
This is Bird Note. A flock of gorgeous waterfowl flies above a marsh on the Texas coastline. Large and slender, they have bright pink bills and legs, chestnut necks and backs, and black underparts. Their wings flash boldly, black and white. And as they fly, they whistle. They're called black-bellied whistling ducks, and they're widespread in Central and South America. They've been easy to find in the U.S. along the western Gulf Coast and Florida, but they're also expanding northward. They've been spotted nesting as far north as Wisconsin. The black-bellied's one of 8 species of whistling ducks worldwide, in the tropics and subtropics. Whistling ducks are anything but typical ducks, to which they're only distantly related. Black-bellied whistling ducks are monogamous, and the male and female look alike. At roost during the day, whistling ducks will sometimes stand on tree branches, their long pink legs catching the sun. Late in the day, large flocks gather, then whistle their way overhead at sunset to nighttime feeding areas in fields or along the shore. A lovely and vibrant spectacle with unique sound effects. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
Oh, Mouse is to love.
The latest by No So That Sugar off of his newest record, When Are You Leaving? Before that, you heard Daluwa Nari by Zena. And before that, you heard Oki Hitomi by Morning Musume. Here's more on Typically Tuesday's Music Monday on CJSF 90.1 FM. It's music. It's Monday. This is Jackson Reed and the Silverbirds. Do you feel the way I do?
This is Bird Note. Throughout most of the Americas, great horned owls are the preeminent predatory bird of the night, and they are ferocious. Their prowess as hunters depends on acute senses and stealth, but their feet and long curved talons secure the attack. The outermost of their four toes has evolved to rotate forward or backward for handling squirming prey, an advantage that most other birds of prey lack. These feet let the owls capture mammals as large as hares and raccoons. The grip strength in those feet, 200 to 500 pounds per square inch, is equal to that of a much larger bald eagle and up to six times stronger than the handshake of a bodybuilder. Talk about a death grip. And these owls definitely don't skip leg day. With strong, thick legs, great horned owls are power lifters. A 4-pound owl can take flight with up to 6 pounds of prey. Their preferred hunting tactic is to perch in a tree on the edge of an open field, listen closely, then drop, flap, and glide silently toward an unwary animal. And from there, those amazing feet take over. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
when you're flailing in the wind. Begin again. 'Cause that's what's good enough. And me, I'm on your own street. And I'd like you to see that's what's good enough.
latest from Status Non-Status. This is Good Enough, featuring Julie Doron. I'm Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. As we hit the top of the hour, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to listen to one final track after this. Just lovely. One final track for you today by Jakarta-based idol group Nexta Native, featuring Ramandika. For no reason at all, this track is called Burn It Down, and I really enjoy it. I hope you will too. Again, I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's the final track. I'll talk to you again very soon.